Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Voice of Love radio show. I'm going to be giving us a beautiful message that's going to be coming from the Circle of Light tonight. They've told me it's called Why Peace. Why Peace? However, I have no idea what's going to be coming through. I do want to tell all of you a couple of things. One is, on this phone tonight, my call waiting may come in, so if it starts beeping, forgive me. We'll just hope that we don't get a whole lot of that. And the other thing is that I have a website, www.thebridgetohome.com. I send out writings quite often and recordings and meditations. So if you're interested in receiving those, please go to my website. You can subscribe for free. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew about that. Okay, so it is my joy and pleasure to be with all of you today. There is a lot of high frequential energy moving in over the last few weeks, actually since the 11/11 for a lot of us. And in the advertisement that I put out for the channeling tonight, in the wording it had mentioned, for those of you who know the kingdom is within. And so they are directing this to all of you who are truly making a conscious effort to allow the kingdom within to be your true reality and your outer reality to be where you get to, let's say, be in school and use the outer mirror as a reflection of whatever's going on within as we merge with our I Am Self, as we are merging with our divine self and all hearts right now. Because of these waves of light that are coming in, are being opened. And they're being opened oftentimes in ways that we may not understand. So if others around you, close to you, friends, family, things are happening, you're noticing yourself going into a fearful place, do know that I think that's what our meditation will be helpful with tonight, to help us stay centered, to help us remember who we are and why we're here. So I'm going to take a deep breath and let's all together, all of us, everybody, by the way, who is here listening tonight, it is not an accident that you're here. I know when the voice of love moves through me that there's much more going on that has nothing to do with me. I am simply the conduit. I listen and I follow the direction, and I know that spirit brings to each and every one who is ready or may not even be consciously sure they're knowing they're ready, but brings you to this sacred space to remind you of who you really are. So you would not be here tonight listening if on a soul level you had not called this specific moment to yourself. So allow us all to recognize that truth. And within that truth, you can begin to feel how loved you are. And that what love is, what life is, which is love, is truly living you. You know, once we make the conscious choice to come home to our true self, life, the world, creation, is now showing up for us to dissolve within us everything that's been unlike love, the little self, the small self. And there's layers upon layers of that, I'll call it the personal self or the personality. So keep in mind, as you're listening tonight, that you are not your body. That you're not any of the labels you've given yourself here in this dream, in this illusion. That you are not any of the problems that you think you have, that you are not the problem, but that you are that which you are seeking. Nothing else has ever been true about you. You are the divine essence of God showing up in a body here to extend love, to be love, and to remember what real love is. And the goal is for us to all love as God loves, because that's who we truly are in our innocent state. So with that in mind, let's take a deep breath. Move your shoulders around and loosen up your body. Close your eyes for a moment and allow all of the energies of the day to just fall away, so that nothing is left in your awareness right now but your presence right here in this now. Any thoughts other than being here right now that may be swirling around you in your mind are simply of the mind. So bring your mind down into your heart center. And you'll notice as you do this, the mind begins to quiet. The mind begins to quiet because that mind, with all of its thoughts and all of its reactions and all of its worries and all of its fear and anything else that may be going on, is not real. What is real is the heart. And it's where we truly abide, in the one divine heart. So when you bring the chatter down into the heart center, the chatter subsides. And you're in your sacred place, in your oneness with self. So allow us to all enter that sacred place. And I'm going to ask of the circle of light who is with us now, as I empty myself of self and allow them to move in around me and around all of us, we'll just take a moment of gratitude that they're with us. And we begin. We are a heavenly circle of light. We are of an ancient lineage, and there are many of us here. Many of our names are known to you, and many are not. However, we have one intention as we come and meet with you here in this sacred space of the heart. And that intention is only to remind you of who you are. And so what we are doing right now is we are circling around each and every one of you. And we're sitting behind you, and we are holding hands. And each of us, as our hands are held in a circle surrounding you from behind, each and every one of you, we're going to ask you in your consciousness to move your awareness a little bit back from your body and hold hands with us. Join with us. We have plenty of space for you. So simply move your awareness back. Grab a hand on your right side, grab a hand on your left side, and join with us as the one circle of heavenly light, leaving your body and your body-mind behind, just for this now moment. And as we are now all together in a circle of love, there is an inner circle in front of us and we are lighting it. We are lighting it with a flame of golden light. And now there is a circle, a golden flame, burning as one light all the way around, right in front of all of our circle. So we are a circle of light, and then there is a circle of golden flame in front of each and every one of us. And it's one round circle, no separation, one flame. And yet each of you are a part of that flame. Within that flame, there is no separateness. There is only the one flame of love. And as we sit here with you, each of us from this space in our light bodies, we see that we're all that one golden flame. And it's not burning very high. It's only about 3 inches off the ground. And yet it's there. And it's within you now. Look closely into the middle of the circle now, beyond the flame. There is an essence there. There is a beautiful divine presence there. And that presence is your I Am presence. You can call it God, Abba, all that is. And that beautiful divine light is right in the center. We're all looking at it right now as our golden flame is burning as one light. And your divine I Am presence is now moving forward into that flame with you, as you, one with all of you. Allowing you to have a visual of what alone is real. You are one with that presence eternally. This is your home. This is the truth of you. This is the place of peace. Know that this ring of fire that is encircling us now, that also the essence of the I Am has moved into, is now asking us to move forward and allow the circle of flame of heavenly light to move within your golden heart center. And just allow this. Just allow this. Now you are in your light body, surrounded by all your friends, your brothers and sisters of the heart. The divine essence is glowing within us. And within that essence, as you look around at all the beings that are here, all of us as one, that very same essence is within each. And this is the place where we say unto you, there is no separation. There is only this. This alone is real. So take a deep breath and open your crown. Ask that as we continue to speak tonight, that you will hear us with your heart, that you will see us with your heart, and that you will carry the remembrance of this message with you into each of your nows, for that alone, within itself, will be your peaceful center in your coming of days. Now, we're going to speak to you all of peace. Why peace, you would ask? Why peace? Why would it be that peace would be the topic for tonight? And why in this time of such grand change would we want to speak to you of peace? Yes, we know you can look out into your outer world and see the chaos as you watch your television. You plug into it. However, know that that is okay. That is okay as long as you realize that you have chosen to plug into it. It's your choice. And there's a grand message there for you because you're the chooser of where you will plug in your awareness. Think about that. We're asking you to see that you choose within each and every moment what frequency you choose to play in, to be in. And all are allowed. However, the kingdom is within, and it is your choice for it that will bring you the experience of it. So yes, you can wish for peace for your world, and you can send love and light out into the world. And we will do that at the end of this message. But today we're focusing on your inner kingdom and planting the seeds of peace within. What is this peace we speak of? This peace we speak of is what we were just, through visual, through feeling center, bringing to you in the moment we did the heavenly circle of light flame. Underneath your feet, dear ones, wherever you walk, allow us to say that there is nothing but an ocean of peace. Your body and your mind, your body-mind, are above this ocean of peace. You may say somewhat outside of it, however, nothing can be outside of love. But your experience through your body and body-mind is not, as you're walking, a direct awareness of this ocean of peace. For you are being faced every moment with change, with challenges, with choices, with desires. But there is only one place where peace can be known. And it can only be known by choosing for it. Peace can only be known by choosing for it. So we would ask of you right now to realize your power of creating your experience is your choice. Your power is not outside of you. In truth, there is no power outside of you. Your power is within you. And it's your power of choice within each moment as to what you choose to experience, no matter what is going on around you. And we know this can be very difficult at times as you look through your earthly eyes. And we have spoken to you many times and shared with you that all events are totally neutral. They're totally, absolutely neutral. They simply are. They're energy in form. However, you, as the creator you are, the spark of God you are. Allow us to say the master that you are. Have a choice within each arising as to what you will experience. And if you choose with the heart and you choose with love, you literally change the whole experience. And that experience happens within you. But peace, dear ones, is the center of creation. Allow us to say that one more time. Peace within, the choice for it, is the center of creation. And what does that say to you? Other than, if I choose for peace, no matter what's going on around me, not only will I be at peace within, but because peace is the center of creation, I have just altered reality. I have just made a choice to bring reality, that which is real, into that which is unreal, which is whatever it is you are digesting in the moment of the arising. You have that power, and it is here now. And we are coming to you to remind you how important it is for you to take ownership of your creatorship and to choose only that which brings you love of self. And trust us, dear ones, as you love self, you are loving all. We know that that is the opposite of what your world would tell you. But we will say to you to be divinely selfish. We'll explain a little more about what that is. But to be divinely selfish is the way of the journey. It brings you home. It brings you to the experience of home. Right here on earth, in your body, that which is heaven, that which is hidden behind the veil, will reveal itself to you right through the veil as you, the creators you are, choose with the peaceful heart. So let us talk about the peaceful heart, dear ones. The peaceful heart is that which chooses for itself. The peaceful heart is that which chooses for itself. And in so choosing for itself, has gifted all in that moment. Because you are all connected. You are all one. Your peaceful heart center is your heritage. So let's imagine that within you is the very same ocean of peace, or let's allow us to say ocean of love, that God is. And it's within you. And every thought you think creates a wave. So if you imagine within yourselves that there's nothing but this calm, beautiful ocean with sunlight breaking through the clouds and millions of diamonds shining through on your ocean, diamonds and crystals and beauty and calmness and peace, that's within you now. And each thought you think affects that ocean. Thoughts of love, loving thoughts, will create waves that come from within you and move upon the shores of time. Just visualize that. Your ocean of peace, your beautiful ocean of light is within you. And it's a calm ocean, just basking itself in the light of God. And every thought creates an experience. So when your outer world comes to you and you react, and now your ocean is bouncing around, wave upon wave upon wave, of uncertainty or fear, whatever is arising, those thoughts are literally moving as a wave, and they will come to the shore of time, and they will present themselves right back to you. For what you give is what you receive. What you think is what you will experience. When you really can take that in, you will know your power. You will remember who you are. And it's called responsibility. For in order to be a creator, one with God, you must be responsible with your thoughts. And we will not placate you about this truth. It just is the way it is. The beautiful essence that your ocean is, the power that is in this space to create the good, the holy, and the beautiful, is within you. It's yours. It has been so eternally. But now you find yourself as that ocean of peace in a body with a body mind that would look at things and tell you that this event is not neutral. We know what it is to begin to digest that all events are neutral. And it is quite easy to see world events as you're aware that all events are neutral and see them as neutral and to bless them and to know all is well. But when those events are in your backyard, oh, then the test begins. Can I see this event right here in front of me as neutral? And if you are attached to outcome, if you are attached to whoever it is or whatever person or place or thing is arising, bringing you a moment of reaction, you will not be able to, in that space, as the master you are, to literally change your experience. Because once you move into what you think you see that's unlike love, now you are in that space and you are creating more waves and more waves and more waves that will keep coming back to you until you can change your mind. And that's all you have to do is change your mind. So your peaceful heart, dear ones, this place of peace, allow us to say if every thought you think is a wave that comes onto the shore of time, touching every grain of sand, and every grain of sand can be likened to each and every soul on planet Earth. So as you send your wave out and it touches the shores of time and goes in and brings its waters into all this sand, each and every little separate grain that appears separate, you're affecting the whole of creation. And we know that you are ready to hear this truth. We know that you want this truth. It is your deepest desire. You just haven't known you've had this power. It's been very well hidden from you. Because the small mind, the body mind, wants nothing more than to keep you in the drama that's outside of you. And why? Because it's fighting for its very life. It knows that once you finally take on the responsibility of who you are as a creator, that you can never, ever be a victim because you call these things to yourself through your beliefs and your thoughts that come from your ocean. Who is there to blame? No one. Who's the innocent creator? You are. And when you come to know that you are the innocent creator, then how can the one in front of you not be innocent? It's all love, dear ones. It's all love. So the reason tonight we say why peace is because, as we've mentioned, it is the center of creation. The center of creation that you truly are desiring to create from, so you will have that experience for yourself. And with each choice to be that peace, you expand. And you expand more and more of your being into what God is. And as you do that, you're expanding love for the whole. Can you imagine what greater service there could be than this? Can you really take that in? And so this night, as we've come to you with such love and such gratitude for all of you that are here now, and we know it's very difficult to walk this walk, but it's only as difficult as you allow it to be. For once you can separate yourself from thinking you are the body and the body-mind and take on your true self, which is the presence of love, only here to expand the I am through you, you are home. And your experience will be that you will come to know. You will see through the veil, and you will come to see that love has never not been here. It has always been here. Imagine yourself, or imagine your world of duality, to be like a dewdrop is to the ocean that receives it. Your world is that dewdrop. And it is just being. And the ocean that receives it is the ocean of all that is. So even here, in this tiny space you call planet Earth, it is surrounded in love. It's all right here. It's all right here. It's your choice to experience it. The reason tonight we come with you and speak to you of the center of the heart and why peace is because your world right now is very much, allow us to say, in need of you extending peace. For you cannot imagine how you lift the whole each time you choose for it. Each time you choose for it, You extend peace into the whole world. You literally change the world. Because the world is you. It's all you. So let us give you one simple little practice to do over your coming of days. Take a deep breath and imagine what it would feel like to digest every arising in love. To digest every arising moment, which is simply energy coming back to you from the waves you've been sending out from your ocean. Imagine if you can digest them all as they come upon your personal shore of time in love, without judgment, without fear, without anger. Simply embracing it and digesting it in love. And allow us to speak to you a moment about why this is so important. Within your bodies, you all know that when you go into fear or you take a fearful thought, what do you experience inside of you? Your whole body gets clogged up. All of your pipes within your system are clogged up. When you judge another, who experiences the effects of that first? You do. The minute you judge another, you are out of your heart space. You are no longer in a peaceful state. So what does that tell us about judgment? What does that tell us about fear? Those are all ploys of the ego to keep you out of the heart. And the reason the ego is fighting for its life is because it knows that once you choose to make your ego mind a servant of love versus that which needs to keep getting something outside of itself, its life is over. It's done. And in truth, it really never existed. It really never existed. So we're bringing you many pieces tonight. And we would suggest, if you can, to listen to this as often as you can in the coming of days. Early in your morning, before you arise for your day, listen to these words to remind you of who you are, why you're here. Because we have said to you, we have come here this night to remind you of who you are. We have said this would be about why peace. And we have given you the answer as to why. And we have given you the words, the feeling. We literally sit down at your feet. And we bow to you for your willingness to change your mind, for your willingness to become one with love. And it begins within you, and it begins with choosing only that which allows you to feel good, because when you feel good, when you make a choice, with love, those waves are emanating out, and they're coming right back to you, and then they're touching all of creation. When you feel your ocean inside of you, having those 8-foot swells, simply change your mind. Simply remember, oh, I must have taken a thought outside of the heart, unlike peace, and now I'm experiencing it. However, in this moment, I can change my mind and see and hear with my heart and simply bless this moment and choose peace. And even say thank you for the opportunity to extend peace into the world. Are you beginning to see the power you have? The power of love you are? And it is from that space that you choose for yourself to only desire to experience peace, no matter what's arising, that you will have that experience. And yes, the world may tell you you're crazy, but so what? The world is crazy. It's upside down. It's unreal. It's not the reality of anything. It's totally untrue. It's an illusion. So who cares what anybody thinks about what you're doing but you? You're the spirit soul abiding in that body. You are the responsible master, and it's you that are creating your experience. It is you that is loving yourself enough to choose for yourself so that you can experience that which you've chosen for. And yes, you will have moments, you will choose otherwise, you will react, you will project, and you will experience it. And know that it's okay to. You're innocent, you're a creator, simply forgive yourself and choose again. For dear ones, why would you judge yourself? You're simply innocent creators, awakening to your power. Awakening to your power. And we are all still here in this circle of light with the flame, golden flame, burning within each of us. And we are now turning our heads to each one of you that has joined us here in this sacred space. We're looking you in your eyes, straight through to the eye of your soul. And what we are saying to you is, I love you. I love you. I remember you. Please remember that in truth, this is where you abide always. You're always here with us. You've simply taken a small part of your awareness and chosen to focus it into a body and into a body mind. And why? Well, for a while it was to play in duality, but now all of you are choosing to awaken, and to awaken so that we will have a million walking Christ conscious masters on planet Earth. And it will not be long before many we'll see all of you who have gone unseen. Allow us to say you've been hidden from view for a very long time. But it will not be long before others will see you. And you won't have to do a thing but be who you are. They will recognize the truth of themselves, the divinity and beauty of themselves through you. And you can just be sitting on the corner with a smile, and it will happen. What a wonderful thought. And know that this is true. This is where you're heading. This is where all your preparation has been. This is what your journey is for. Many of you will be doing it here. Many of you will do it from another dimension. There will be many choices made in the coming of year or two by each soul as to where they will choose to abide to extend God's perfect love as your Mother Earth and all upon her are in the process of ascension. And so in the coming of days, when you have the brothers and sisters coming to you, and they're having problems, and they're in pain, and they may show it to you in ways that are not, that are unpleasant, please look through what you think you see. See their Christed lights, and only acknowledge that truth within them. For the moment you do, their soul begins to awaken. Because you are looking at and speaking to and literally lighting up their soul. They may not even have a clue what's happened. It matters not. It is for you to know. It is for all of you to know who you are. And this is why we look you in the eye and we see your divine spark of God. And we say, I love you. And we say, thank you. Visit us here often when you go within to your silent place. Be with us. Remember this place. Remember what we've spoken of tonight about your ocean and your responsibility with your thoughts and what you're extending out of you. And, oh, dear ones, choose your joy. Love yourselves. Whatever that feels like for you, whatever it is, just keep choosing for it. For the more you choose for it and the more you're in your joy, then those waves are moving through you and they will come back to you. If you want to experience joy, simply be joy. If you want to experience peace, simply be peace. If you want to experience love, we will say unto you, love yourself first, your true self, your divine self, by honoring your inner kingdom. There is no more seeking. You have found, and it is you. It has always been you. And so with that, dear ones, before we leave, we're going to ask of you to close your eyes and look through your center of your forehead through your third eye with your eyes closed. And we're going to ask you to imagine a very deep, deep, deep blue ray. So deeply blue, so full of power, so full of love. And we're going to ask you first to fill yourself with it right now. So close your eyes and imagine that deep blue ray coming up through the soles of your feet, up through the body, up through your tummy, up through your neck, up through your head, and out through your crown chakra. And then just see it expanding. As you. And you are now one with the blue ray of peace. And now from your inner ocean, we're going to ask you to see hundreds of blue rays as waves emanating from your ocean. Wave upon wave upon wave of the blue ray, the deep blue ray of peace. They are now entering and landing on the shores of time, touching each and every grain of sand, each and every soul. And we want you to be still and feel the peace come right back into your being. Feel it expanding your own ocean right within you. Peace, more of peace, more of peace. You're expanding more and more and more. Go back to your ocean. send out more blue rays one more time. Hundreds of blue rays of peace. See as gentle waves moving across as far as you can see, knowing they're landing in their perfect place. There's nowhere they can land but within you, as you, coming right back to your ocean, as your ocean becomes a deeper blue and a deeper blue and a deeper blue. And each sparkling light on your ocean is now radiating golden light. Feel the beauty of your inner kingdom now, as it is totally a deep blue with golden light shimmering everywhere within you. Take that with you wherever you walk. Extend it out wherever you be. Know that you are that one, that you are dearly loved, and we thank you for the honor and privilege of sharing with you why peace this night. We will leave you now, but we in truth never leave. We're only a thought away. Come visit with us often and play in the heart of peace with us. We bid you adieu. Well, everybody, that was absolutely beautiful. I'm hoping that everybody got to feel and hear and can walk away from this show tonight feeling who they are, loving who they are. Thank you all for coming on the show tonight. I know, I don't believe, I think we have 2 minutes if anybody wants to call in with a quick question. We've only got 2 minutes, so I don't know, but I will sit here and wait for just a moment to see if anybody does. And in the meantime, once again, I'll ask you if you'd like to subscribe to my blog. You can go to www.thebridgetohome.com. And also my ebook, The Bridge to Home, is on there. They're dharmas that take you into total self-enlightenment. And if you're interested in that or working with me with the dharmas, get in touch with me at Denise Anu, D-E-N-I-S-E, Anu, at AOL.com. I wish you all a beautiful night. I thank you for being here. And, oh, we are so loved. Remember, we are so loved. Okay, good night.